Lilu Nishmas, my wife's granddaughter, was Dorte, would say, Pinchas Ayah ben Moshe, also Chos for Shlema Yoshua ben Altachaya Devora, Besoch Sharcha Yisrael. So two small shilas, usually we do one shila, but these are two smaller shilas, we'll pack them into one. They're both connected. The first one, someone comes to Rav Zorbasim with the following question. There was a poor Jew named Hillel, and he owned two suits that appeared identical. Both were neat, both were clean. The only difference between them was the quality of the cloth. One was made of more expensive, higher quality cloth, which would last longer, and the other was made of cheaper material, which would get out worn quicker. Since the Shabbos suit only would be worn once a week, while the weekday suit would be worn six times a week, it made more sense to use the more durable suit during the week. Since anyway they look the same, there would be no disgrace to Shabbos by wearing the cheaper suit. On the other hand, says Hillel, maybe there's an need to wear the more expensive suit, since it's classified as better and should be kept for Shabbos. So they come to Rav Zorbasim, should they wear the one more durable during the week, because you're wearing it six, that's practically, it'll still be able to last, or should you use the more expensive suit specifically for Shabbos, even though you're only going to be wearing once a week, and there you would use the lesser quality suit, and maybe even get ruined during the rest of the week. So this question was posed to the Ben Ishchai, says Rav Zorbasim, in the Sefer called Yad Echaim, on page 146. And the Ben Ishchai quotes the Rambam in Mishneh Torah, Hichos Tamidin, Umusafen, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud. And the Rambam there is talking about the mitzvah's asay of cleaning the Mizbeach every single day. Haromas Hadeshim, Eyal Mizbeach, Bechoyom, Mitzvah's asay Shnema, Behar Mizbeach. There's a positive commandment every day to lift the ashes from the Mizbeach each day. This is one of the avodas of the kahuna, who says the Rambam, "Ubigdei kahuna shetorah b'hen hadashen yu pechusim min habegadin shemeshamish b'hen b'shar avodas." Shemeshamish, the pasuk says, "V'pashul es begadov v'labesh begad begad machir v'hem es hadashen." Says the Rambam, when the kohanim will lift these ashes, specifically the clothes that they should wear should be lesser level clothes, basically they should be on a lower level. They should be quote unquote the other clothes than the regular clothes they used to do it to do the rest of the work. Meaning that there are certain avodas that they be able to use to do this avoda. This is a specifically avoda that they were not supposed to wear the regular clothes that they were doing the rest of the avodas. He specifically put on not the regular clothes, but put on lower level clothes, lower quality clothes, specifically for here. So now it says the Zobrasim quoting the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai said, you could see from here that even though both suits of clothing look the same by the Kohen, the quality of the cloth still makes a difference. And therefore, the same may be said in our case. Says Rav Zorbasim, it's better to wear the more expensive suit for Shabbos, even though the cheaper one looks exactly the same. There's an inyan, even the cloth, or we see it's not really just a din in the gavra, it's a din in the chefsa, that there's an inyan specifically of wearing nicer clothes on Shabbos. And even the Rav Zorbasim even quotes, this is actually a Mishnah in Yoma on the Medallah and Beis, that the Kohen Gadol would wear more expensive white garments when he brought the Torah in the Kodesh Kodesh in Yom Kippur morning, and less expensive white garments when he took out to burn the ashes in the afternoon on Yom Kippur. Meaning there are different levels of clothes. One, you would wear the more expensive ones in the morning when doing the Ketores, and the less garments in the afternoon. The second child that comes to observing about Shabbos clothes is the following case. He says that Shimon was a Jew who lived a very long distance from the shul, and even in the pouring rain, he would still walk all the way in order to daven with the minyan on Shabbos. However, he was concerned that the pouring wind would damage his expensive clothes. Therefore, he comes to Rav Zorbasim and asks him if perhaps it would be better to wear his weekday clothes so his Shabbos clothes would not get ruined, or should he still have the inyan of wearing Shabbos clothes to be able to make sure that he's wearing Shabbos clothes on Shabbos. So Rav Zorbasim posed this question to his brother-in-law, the Gadol Hador of Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. Rav Chaim answered back, saying, very pashut, that letting an expensive suit get ruined on Shabbos isn't covered Shabbos, but simply a waste of money. There's no inyan to be able to wear an expensive suit if you know it's going to get ruined. If you live in Florida in the past few Shabboses, it's just been raining all the time. And it says Chaim Kanievsky, if you know that it's going to get ruined, you don't have to. Not, that doesn't mean that you could stop that. Don't wear Shabbos like clothing. Just wear. You don't have to wear an expensive clothing. Says Rav Chaim, he said he even asked the Chazon Ish a similar question. Rav Chaim said that yes, the Chazon Ish. If a person normally wears a tie on Shabbos, but in the summer is so bothered by the heat, sometimes you know you don't wear a tie, especially in Shabbosim like this over the past summer, Shabbos is so hot, must he still wear it in honor of Shabbos? And the Chazon Ish answered Rav Chaim Kanievsky, said wearing a tie would not be covered Shabbos. Covered Shabbos is only when his clothes are comfortable, not when they make him suffer. So looking back, at the end of the day, Shabbos clothes are very, very important. we should make sure to take the lesson from the first shiloh. The first shiloh, the Rizobar Sin said, there's no difference between the two cloths. The Rizobar Sin said, still go with the expensive cloth, specifically because Shabbos, a person should be wear different things, different clothes, and on a higher level. And the second thing, Rav Zilber Sin said, but if you know that the clothes are going to get damaged, should you still wear Shabbos expensive clothes? He says, no Indian to be able to get your, there's no Indian of Kavod Shabbos when you know they're going to get ruined. No Indian for that. He said, this is actually a question, Rav Zilber Sin says, that the Rav Chaim Kanievsky asked the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said, if someone's hot, there's no Indian to wear a tie for Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is only when the clothes are comfortable, not when they make him suffer. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us that wherever we are on Shabbos, we should feel different on Shabbos. We should feel a different level of Shabbos. And we know from his principle of the Sefer Chinuch, Achar Pulos Nimshachas Halavavos, the more the actions we do, it has a great effect on our neshamas. And when we wear Shabbos clothes on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it has a tremendous effect when we specifically have it set aside for Shabbos. I know my daughter always looks forward to her wearing her Shabbos shoes on Shabbos, a little more expensive, a little more beautiful. Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless us. We should have a beautiful Shabbos, Kodesh Shabbos, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh El, and always make sure to be able to wear special clothes on Shabbos. And if it rains on Shabbos, we shouldn't think that we have to wear Shabbos clothes. We get ruined. Sometimes by having covered Shabbos is by not wearing their more expensive Shabbos clothes. So that would be the biggest covered to Shabbos. Shkoyach.